This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
سنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع رجلا يتغنى من الليل فقال لا صلاة له لا صلاة له لا صلاة له وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال استماع الملاهي معصية والجلوس عليها فسق والتلذذ بها كفر وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله عز وجل بعثني هدى ورحمة للمؤمنين وأمرني لمحق المزامير والأوتار والصليب وأمر الجاهلية أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders in Islam, the verse which I just recited before you, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ It is the ayat of Surah Luqman. The commentators have written that this verse was revealed regarding a person whose name was Nadhr bin Harith. He was a very well-known, very renowned person and he was a businessman. He used to travel to many countries in the era of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the many countries he used to travel were Rome and Persia. His evil plan and conspiracy was such that when he used to go there, he used to gather the idol tales of the ancient people, that of the people of Persia and the people of Rome. And he used to come back to Mecca, and then he used to gather the Meccans and he used to address them. Then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you regarding Aad and Thamud. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَاعِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ الْهُونِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ That Allah speaks about قَوْمِ ثَمُود أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَاد إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ قَوْمِ عَاد when they came in the dunya مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً كَالنَّارِ لَغَانِ وَالِ Those who used to make this claim, who is stronger than us? So Allah gives such a beautiful answer. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً Don't they ponder that that being that has created them is stronger than them? So this person used to gather the people of Mecca and used to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you of Aad and Thamud. I will tell you about the Persians and the Romans. But the only advantage of my discourses are that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathering terminates on tashkil. The Quran is based on tashkil. That is the tarteeb of the Quran. After Allah completes the chapter, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ We have mentioned the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam not to entertain you, but you can extract from this noble story the spirit of sacrifice and submission that was found in him. We have narrated the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah concludes the chapter of Yusuf alayhi salam. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى Indeed, they lie great signs in the incidents of the Anbiya. This is not something that has been fabricated. ولكن تصديق الذي بين وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. So this is how he used to attract people towards his gathering to come and sit in his discourses and he used to narrate the incident of Aad and Thamud.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gatherings were based on tashkil. Allah mentions, he converted one nation in Bani Israel into eight. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا. We converted them into apes because of the evil doings, so it can serve as an eye-opener to the last person that will come on the face of this earth. And these people used to listen to the talks of the Romans and the Persians, entertain themselves, and that's the end of it. This is the one tafsir of this ayah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who is the father of tafsir, he says, Allah's qasam, this verse was revealed regarding music. This very same person by the name of Nadhr bin Harith, he purchased one young girl, one slave, and she had a beautiful voice. And the evil act of this man was, he used to make her sing songs in her beautiful, sweet voice, attracting people. By doing so, not allowing them to attend the gatherings and the discourses and the majalis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah revealed the verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ. From amongst the people are those who purchase idol sales. Now we very well know that Qudrat ne aurat ki awaz mein ek nazakat aur kashish rakhi hai. Allah has created a certain amount of attraction in the voice of a woman. That is why Almighty Allah, addressing the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. Oh, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like any ordinary woman. And of course, the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was occupied because this was the house of the Nabi of the Zamana. So many people used to come, and because of that, they had to speak to their own mothers. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. So when you have to speak to someone, وَتْبَرْدَ, then don't sweeten your voice. Don't sweeten your voice. Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that Allah is commanding the woman, when you speak to a stranger, then as far as possible in a gruff voice. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. Because if some ummati has to come to the house of his mother, وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the mothers of the entire ummah. So if some ummati comes home and his mother has to speak, and an evil thought must cross his heart regarding the wife of a Nabi, then he's destroyed. What will happen to that man and an evil thought crosses his heart regarding the wife of a Nabi? فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. Allah has prohibited the woman from striking their feet in exposing their beauty. The fadab, khalkhal, the jewelry that used to be placed on the foot. Now when they used to strike their feet, then naturally they used to attract attention. When that has been prohibited, then we can imagine how much mumana'at there is for the voice, which carries much more fitna. So this person had this young girl, and she used to sing beautiful voice. So Allah revealed the verse, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. From amongst the people are those who purchase idol things, لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to mislead the creation of Allah. And naturally, respected brothers, for evil and vice, tashkil doesn't have to be made. If you want a person to come onto haq, then a lot of effort is to be made. If you want to beautify your garden, you'll have to water it every day. But if you want weeds to grow, you won't have to do nothing. So many people used to come and listen to this music. لِيُذِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to mislead the creation of Almighty Allah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi writes in Adab al-Mufrad, he has mentioned the quotation of Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi on this occasion, that Allah mentions, what is lahu al-hadith? Does it only refer to music? That which is in vain and takes a person away from Allah. Hassan Basri, who is from the kibar tabi'in, he writes, كُلُّ مَا شَغَلَكَ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, وذكره من السمر والأباحيث والخرافات والغنى ونحوها. Every such thing that distracts you from the ibadat of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, من السمر, whether it means gossiping and chatting after Isha, which then becomes a barrier, you know, obstacle for standing up for Fajr Salah. من السمر والأباحيث, to crack joke after joke, giggling for hours on. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu says, I am really fascinated with that person who laughs while his mouth is wide open. He doesn't know, لا يدري الله ساخط عليه أمراض عنه, because when he's laughing, then this is an indication of joy. But he doesn't know if Allah is pleased with him or not. Yes, he's giggling away for hours. I'm really fascinated and perplexed with such a person. Then how can he rejoice when he's unaware if Allah is pleased with him or not? How can he laugh? It really baffles me. والغناء and music ونحوها and everything that is in the hukam of music. It comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كل شيء من لهو الدنيا باطل إلا ثلاثة. Every act that a man does for entertainment is in vain, and if it has absolutely no benefit of dunya and akhirat, he will be taken to task for that, with the exception of three that they also come under this category, but Shariat has made it lawful and Shariat has legalized it. First is, intiwaluka biqawtik, that when you are with your bow and arrow and you are targeting something, just to create accuracy in you so that it can assist you tomorrow in the battlefield. So outwardly you are doing an in vain act, but because it's going to assist you on the battlefield, it is da'if. Second, ta'dibuka li farasik. When you train that horse and you mount onto that horse and you take that horse for a walk and you ride on that horse, whatever the case may be, all that to when you are training that horse to enable you tomorrow in the battlefield to have full control and to move swiftly with that horse so that it can assist you in combating the kuffar. Third is mula'abatuka li ahlik. When a man ponders with his wife, فَإِنَّهُنَّ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. These three things, although outwardly it is in vain, but Shariat has made it permissible that in these three conditions it is permissible for a person to do this. Everything other than that, which perhaps today we will label as, Allah forgive, today music has been given the title آتْكَلْ وَأَكْفَنَّ الْلَّتِيبْ بَنْشُكَ. And what has been said, وَرُوحْكِ غِذَاهِ. It has become the food of the soul to remove the tension and the problems. How do we console ourselves? How do we comfort our soul? By owning the radio and listening to music. If anyone's soul is being comforted by music, then Allah's qasam, his priorities are upside down. One person walked past by, who was to clean the toilet, he walked past by a litter shop. Whole day he was in muck, dirt and filth. He passed by the retail shop, he fainted. People came there, they tried to revive him. Someone placed 10 whips. This person just wouldn't stand up. Another bungi happens to pass. He says, Are hato, ye to meri biradri hai. Bhai, this is my man, move away. He went somewhere nearby, he got some muck, some dirt, some filth. He placed it by his nose, this man shut up in a minute. He was supposed to be revived by sense, but because his whole life was in dirt and filth, that is why only dirt could revive him. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah says the only comfort for the soul is my remembrance. If your priorities are upside down, then Allah forgive via the zikr of Allah. It will add to tension, and listening to those things that invite the wrath of Allah will comfort your soul. Almighty Allah mentions regarding this person, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. We have a very disgraceful punishment that awaits him. And in 1 week, riwayat it comes. When we say a hadith is weak, the text of the hadith is not weak. The chain of narrators via which this hadith has reached us, one of the narrators do not qualify, or perhaps he has some action which defects his personality, which weakens the strength of the hadith that he narrates. For example, he was caught eating and walking, eating while he was walking. Now this is against those shara'it which the ulama have written. for a person to qualify to narrate a hadith. If he was caught deceiving someone, today he's deceiving you in business, tomorrow he'll deceive you in the hadith. So the hadith itself is not weak via the narration of one rawi. It comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, من مات وعنده قينة فلا تصلوا عليه. That man who leaves this dunya and he has one young girl to sing for him every night, فلا تصلوا عليه. Don't perform his salat janaza. Yes, today we haven't got a singing girl, but we have that cassette, and Allah forgive, in every room of ours and every wardrobe, we have the posters of those devils. We have the posters of those devils in our rooms, on our cars, as frames. And we have those cassettes in every car of ours and every room of ours. مَنْ مَاتَ وَعِنْدَهُ قَيْنَةٌ فَلَا تُصَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. Although the hadith is weak, and we will perform the salat janaza of every bir and every fajr, but the fact, this is the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu walks past by one person. He was singing. One young girl, she was singing. He says, لَوْ تَرَكَ الشَّيْطَانُ أَحَدًا لَتَرَكَ هَذِهِ. If the devil had to leave his effort on anyone because of any crime, then he would lift his hands away from that person who is involved in music, because this is such a major crime that the devil will say, I don't have to mislead you more. But the devil is such, he doesn't leave those that are in guna also. If it had to be such that the devil will leave anyone because of him being involved in a major crime, he would leave that person, not who's not performing salah, not who's not discharging zakah, not who's not using his eyes, who's involved in music. لَوْ تَرَكَ الشَّيْطَانُ أَحَدًا لَتَرَكَ هَذِهِ. Almighty Allah mentions, that when Almighty Allah sent Iblis in this dunya, so Iblis told Almighty Allah, لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That, oh Allah, you have sent me in this dunya and you have made me mardood, I have been rejected. If you give me respite and you give me chance, لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. I will mislead the offspring and the descendants of Adam, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, with the exception of few. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. The khas servants of Allah you will have no control over. I will attack them also, but of course they will not take to my invitation. Thereafter Almighty Allah gave the devil ijazat, that go, and Allah gave him certain abilities. Allah gave him talent via which he has the ability of injecting evil in the heart and the minds of man, and Allah has given man the intelligence to differentiate. So no injustice can be attributed to Allah in this decision of his. قال ذهب فمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا. Go, whoever will follow your path, him with you, your abode is Jahannam. واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك. And mislead how many you can. The first talent that I am giving you is your voice, via which you can attract man, mislead man. The first challenge that has been given to the devil to mislead man is that of the voice. Many of the ulama ikram explain that it refers to الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. It comes in the hadith, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ مَجْرَ الدَّمِ. Just as the blood circulates and flows in the body, likewise the devil travels in the body. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions every person has a devil. In Mishkat Sharif, the first volume, there is a hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, when the child is born, then we find that the child starts screaming and crying. Why? Because the devil pokes him as soon as he comes in the dunya, غَيْرُ مَرْيَمْ وَإِبْنِهَا, with the exception of Maryam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, they have been exempted from this evil act of the devil. So he starts his enmity from he comes into the dunya. When the child is crying at birth, it's because the devil has poked him. How can we befriend our enemy who announces his enmity the day we come in this dunya? How can we make him our friend? So some ulama of the opinion, it refers to that what he injects in the mind. In the riwayat of Ibn Jarir rahmatullah alayhi, he writes, Huwa wallahi al-ghina. It refers to music. The talent that has been given to the devil via which he will mislead man is that of music. Allah mentions, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْنِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ وَشَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. That, O devil, O shaitan, you have the ability of the tongue. Then Allah mentions, take your army and attack insan. وَعِدْهُمْ and promise him. Promise him what? Promise him that when he listens to music, it will comfort his soul. Promise him when he listens to, when he'll own the devil box, it will remove the tension. Promise him when he will gather the money, it will bring comfort. I read in one kitab, the author writes so beautifully. He says, Mere bande, tune daulat ke ambar lagaye, magar tujhe sukoon na mil saka. Tune wazarate aur badshahate haasil ki, magar tujhe sukoon na mil saka. Tune raqsa surur ki mehfile sajai, magar tujhe sukoon na mil saka. Tune uryani aur badkari ki intiha kar di, magar tujhe sukoon na mil saka. Are tune khel kood mein kamal haasil kiya, magar tujhe sukoon na mila. Tune samandaron ka chaand mara, magar tujhe sukoon na mila. Tune sainsi ulum se hairat angez machine banayi, magar tujhe sukoon na mila. Na milega, na khuda ki qasam mil raha hai. Allah ke samne ye peshani ko jhuka de. Mausiqi se apne kaano ki hifazat kar, Allah tujhe duniya mein bhi rahat pahunchayenge aur kal Allah tujhe jannat mein farishte ke zariye jannat ke naghme sunayenge. My servant, you gathered money and you thought you'll get success, you'll get comfort. You on the radio and you thought you'll get comfort. You thought you'll go for an outing and you'll get comfort. This is all the deception. Still today you haven't got comfort. A person by the name of Abdul Rahman Amawi ruled over Spain for 50 years. When he was leaving this dunya, he mentioned, in my entire lifespan, I only had 2 weeks of peace wherein I slept properly. The ruler of the Zamana, for 50 years he ruled over Spain. In my entire zamana, I only had 2 weeks of peace wherein I slept with no headache. And ask a person who is obedient to Allah, who is protecting his ears from listening to the wrong, protecting his eyes from seeing wrong, every day of his is going with ease, comfort, rahat. Then Allah mentioned, the devil is going to promise you and he's going to deceive you. But oh my servant, وَمَا يَعِدُمْ وَعِدُمْ. Almighty Allah mentions that the devil promises nothing but that which is a deception. إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah has mentioned the qualities of his chosen servants in the 19th juz of the Quran, and Allah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِالنَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Among the qualities of the chosen servants of Allah is that person, he doesn't listen, لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ, they do not give false evidence. Abu Bakr Jassas Rahmatullah Ali, quoting the opinion of Sayyidul Fuqaha Ra'isul Mujtahideen, Nu'man ibn Thabit, Imamun al-A'zam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, he writes that Imam Abu Hanifa refers to this was the authority on Quran, that zur is meant ghina, that a person who listens to music or comforts himself with music. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, istima'ul malahi ma'asiyatun. To listen to music is a major crime. One is violating the orders of Allah openly. وَالْجُلُوسُ عَلَيْهَا فِفْقٌ. And to go and attend a concert, wherein of course music will be one of the base, most important things. It is fisq. وَالْتَلَذُّذُ بِهَا كُفْرٌ. And to comfort one's soul with music is nothing less than making kufr. Jabir radiyallahu anhu used to say, my personal opinion of that person who sings, huwa shirkun indallah, my personal opinion is that the punishment that Allah has kept for ascribing partners and the punishment of music is the same. Not my quotation. I'm not taking out from my pocket. This was the personal quotation of Jabir. Although it's not in the hadith, it's not a hadith marfu. Jabir radiyallahu anhu is that person who said, that Allah's Qasam, I performed more than 2,000 salah behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's no ordinary man. He's not speaking nothing. He says, وَهُوَ شِرْكٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَتَغَنَّى إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ. And as far as I'm concerned, whoever thinks he's a devil. My respected brothers, as we'll discuss, I will quote hadith to you, Allah's Qasam, it will make your hair stand. As fathers, as parents, we who are financing this evil, Wallah, such things have been narrated in the hadith. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi mentions, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. That person who listens to music, he can never be the friend of Allah. So much he has to abstain from music. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Nafi, Imam Nafi rahmatullah alayhi says, who is one of the Imams of Qiraat, who is the Ustaz of Imam Malik, and the very close student and servant of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. If we open the Mu'atta Imam Malik, the Kitab of Imam Malik, then he has the silsilat al-zahab, what we call, that via the narrator and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's only three different chains of narrators. This is known as a very good hadith, silsilat al-zahab, the chain of gold. The less narrators they are in between, the stronger the hadith. So Imam Malik, whole Mu'atta is al-Nafi' al-Malik al-Nafi' al-Ibn Umar al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Nafi rahmatullah alayhi says that I was moving with my Ustad Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. We were walking in the street, he was mounted onto his camel, and we heard someone singing. Immediately, this was the reaction of my Ustad. فَوَضَعَ إِصْبَعَيْهِ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ. He took his fingers and he placed it in his ears. Then he told me, أَتَسْمَعْ يَا نَافِعْ أو نافي كان يسلي وعدل راحلته عن الطريق. And he started increasing the speed and the pace of the camel until we were away from this place. Thereafter he told me, أو نافي, I was traveling with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we happened to experience a similar incident, and this was how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacted, and this is how every such person has to react who wants to protect himself from haram. So that person who will protect himself from haram to that degree, today it has become difficult. Any shop you go to, that is why has the bazaar been labeled as وَشَرُّ الْبِقَاءِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. Why has it been labeled as the worst place? One person purchased a slave. He took his slave girl to the market. He told her to stay in one place. And he says, I'm going to purchase certain things. When I come back, I'll pick you up and we'll go back. He comes back, his slave is not there. He hastened home, he's upset. He says, لا تعدل علي يا سيدي. Oh my master, don't hasten. You left me Allah's qasam in such a place that when I seen around me, I only seen Allah's nafarmani. I only seen music, young girls, people are lying and deceiving and deceiving. I said, Ya Allah, if Allah's azab must come here, what will happen to me? I ran from this. How can I stand in this place where only the nafarmani of Allah is taking place? And my respected brothers, I will request you, at the same time, in our topic of music, remove those devil boxes. For Allah's sake, remove it. And if you are not going to move it, then for Allah's sake, remove Allah's name that's on top of it. Remove Allah's frame that's in that very same room. When the music is full blast by youngsters, then don't let the name of Allah hang. Ya Allah, إِيَّاكَ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ فَإِنَّ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ حَلَّ سَخَطُ اللَّهِ. Save yourself from music and the disobedience of Allah. You are making the azab of Allah lawful. You are knocking the doors of disasters. Remove those devil... One person was sleeping. He seen in a dream. Someone told him that the Muslims have been massacred. The women have been molested. They've been attacked from every angle. Why don't you do something? He says, what must I do? He says, remove those umbrellas from the roofs of the Muslims. Remove those TV aerials. Allah's qasam, this is a fraction of the azab that is going to come on the ummah if they're going to have those devil boxes in their home. There's an incident written of two people recently. One was staying in Riyadh and one in Jeddah. Close friends. The one that was seen in Riyadh, on much persistence of his wife and children, he purchased a devil box. Sometime later he passed away. His friend seen him in a dream. He was crying. He was kneeling before his friend. He said, for Allah's qasam, go to my family and in front of them break it into chop it into bits and pieces. Since I have been lowered into the grave, azab after azab, snake after snake, scorpion after scorpion, adab after adab, the fire of Jahannam. And I have been told as long as that will remain in the house, the adab is only going to increase. For Allah's sake, tell them to throw it out. They are enjoying themselves. They claim to say they love me. They are making my adab worse. This person, next morning, he got up immediately. He went there. He narrated this incident. The family members were much perturbed. The eldest son broke the TV there and there. And he threw it and he took an oath that this will never come back in my house. مَا الْمَيِّتُ فِي قَبْرِهِ إِلَّا كَالْغَرِيقِ The dweller of the grave is like a man that is drowning. He doesn't need you to push him deeper. He needs someone to take him to the shore. Yes, we are pushing them further with those devil boxes. He is awaiting our salat, our durood, our tilawat. He doesn't need this. He removed this. Next week, he seen this very same person in a dream, in a white garb. He thanked this person and he says, May Allah save you from the punishment of Jahannam, how you saved me. May Allah compensate you. You have protected me from eternal doom and destruction. Yes, we are visiting the graveyard and we are making dua. But this is the condition. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that the time will come the earth will swallow certain groups. Allah will send down azab in form of stones. قَالُوا وَمَتَا ذَاكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Nabi of Allah, when will this happen? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions A time will come in my ummah, yastahilloon al-hir, when people will take fornication and adultery as permissible. Wal-khamr, and they will start consuming liquor. One sahabi mentions, وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا مَا بَيَّنَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Nabi of Allah, a man will consume liquor after all these warnings that is in the Quran and Hadith. Is it that these warnings won't reach him? Or at that time it will be legal because it is beyond my comprehension that a man must be informed that he is committing this crime and this is the azab of Allah. Then too he takes the guts and the courage of disobeying Allah. I cannot comprehend how is it that this man will consume liquor after he is aware of the severe warning. O Nabi of Allah, what will happen? Will it be jaiz or what will happen? Will it be that these hadith won't reach that ummah? The warnings of this. Luqman Hakim told his son, لِيَكُنْ جَرَاءَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاسِي بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ Parents, we want to advise our children. How should we advise them? Oh my son, have that amount of guts in disobeying Allah according to how much patience you got in tolerating the azab of Allah. So if you think that the azab of Allah is insignificant, then go ahead and put the music full blast while the adhan is being called out. And let the name of Allah hang. If you think, Allah mentions, فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ Allah says, in kuffar ko, jahannam ki aag par kitna sabr hasil hai. These people, it looks like they've got so much tolerance because they are disobeying. Why you tell a person, don't listen to music. He owns it, full blast, to aggravate you. So it looks like Jahannam is nothing for him. That is why he's doing what he's doing. Because it's the nature of man that when he hears a warning, he pulls back. Oh my son, have that amount of guts in disobeying Allah according to how much patience you have in tolerating the azab of Allah. Who can tolerate the azab of Allah? وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ اللَّهُ Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioning the reasons that Allah will make this happen in the ummah. Ji. Music and singing will become common and right. This will become part of my ummah is going to happen. What does Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, O Muslim youth, let us open our ears. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع رجلا يتغنى من الليل فقال لا صلاة له لا صلاة له لا صلاة له نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم heard one man singing in the night. He says, Allah's qasam, that man's namaz will never be accepted. It will never be accepted. It will never be accepted. His namaz is mardood. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, we were walking with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We heard two people singing, وَهُوَ يُجِيبُ الْآخِرِ. And in this song, they were answering one another. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, أُنْذُرُوا مَنْ هُمَا. My sahaba, go and see who are these people singing. So we came back and we said, Fula wa fula ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, so and so. Nabi Sassam lifted his hands. Allahumma rakus huma raksa wa da'huma da'a. Ey Allah, tu unko jahannam ke beecho beech mein gira de. Ya Allah, drop them in the depth, in the muds of jahannam, in the depths of jahannam. That Nabi that didn't curse his enemies, is cursing that person who involves himself in music, is making paddua. That Nabi who came as a mercy unto mankind, music must be a major crime for him to curse. That Nabi who came as a mercy unto mankind, if he curses, then it's not a mercy. So music must be a major crime for him to curse. That person regarding whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says his namaz is rejected. That person regarding whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says Allah drop him in Jahannam. My respected brothers, Allahu Akbar. One hadith, it comes, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, يُمْسَقُ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ قِرَدَةً وَقَنَازِيلَ. A ummah that will come prior to Qiyamah, they will be converted into apes and swine. They will be converted into apes and swine. قَالُوا أَمُسْلِمُونَهُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, you are saying from your ummah, so are they going to be Muslims? قال نعم يشهدون أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله ويصومون. أرے میرے صحابہ تم کیا مسلمان کی بات کر رہے ہو, خدا کی قسم اللہ کی ایک گواہی, اللہ پہ ایمان لائیں گے, میری رسالت پہ ایمان لائیں گے. ويصومون, رمضان کے مبارک مہینے میں تیری سے لے کر افطار تک بھوکے رہیں گے, روزے رکھیں گے. او مائی صحابہ, yes they are Muslims. They will bring iman on the oneness of Allah. They will accept me as the final Nabi of Allah. They will even fast in the month of Ramadan. They will abstain from food and drink and carnal passions and desires. قَالُوا فَمَا بَالُهُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, they bring iman on you, on the oneness of Allah. They accept you as the final Nabi. They fast in the month of Ramadan. Then why will Allah do this to them? The first thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, اتَّخَذُوا الْقَيْنَاتِ. They will make music common and they will involve themselves in music. What to move and hitting the drums. فَبَاتُوا عَلَىٰ لَهْوِهِمْ وَشَرَابِهِمْ وَشَرِبُوا هَذِهِ الْأَسْرِبَةِ. And another crime, they will consume liquor. Kaab Ahbar rahmatullah alayhi used to say, لَأَنْ أَسْرَبَ قَدْ حَمِّ النَّارٍ. I rather prefer drinking fire. If fire can be placed in a utensil, I'll drink that fire. But Allah's qasam, I won't take a drop of wine. فَبَاتُوا عَلَىٰ لَهْوِهِمْ وَشَرَابِهِمْ. They will sleep that night like it has become the practice. Come home without making salam. Enter that home. Blow your top. Sit on the table without taking the name of Allah. Sit in front of the devil box. The last thing your eyes seen was haram. The last thing your ears heard was haram. Go to bed. Allahu yatawaffal anfusa hina mawtiha. And then Allah takes your soul. Tomorrow you'll come in front of Allah. The last thing your eyes seen was haram. And the last thing your ears heard was haram. فَأَصْبَحُوا وَقَدْ مُسِخُوا. When they will get up in the morning, oh my father, when you'll go and wake up your son, Allah's qasam on that bed of ease, they won't be your son, they'll be a swine. Oh my mother, when you'll wake up your daughter, it won't be Fatima, they'll be an ape. Financing this evil. We love our children. If we are financing this, we are their enemies, we hate them. Oh Muslim parents, you won't find your son and daughter on that bed. You will find apes and swine. I was traveling in the car with someone. It was the month of Ramadan. Young boy, perhaps 3 or 4. There was a Qiraat cassette on. The youngster insists, I want to listen to that music cassette. I explained to him, no boy, it's the month of Ramadan, not now. He insisted, after all, the mother gave in. And the mother removed that Qiraat cassette and she plays that devil cassette inside. You are asking that if not your child, then in your progeny, apes and swines must be born. Don't cry when it's too late. Aaj humne kisi ko bandar bante hue nahi dekha, khindir bante hue nahi dekha, خدا کی قسم ہمارے اندر خنازیر کی صفات آ گئی. Yes, we haven't seen someone being converted into an ape and a swine, but we possess the qualities of swines and apes. Hear me out on this point. Tirmidhi Sharif, second volume. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي كَمَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ حتى إن كان منهم من أتى أمه علانية لكان في أمته من يصنع ذلك. Allah has regarded man as أشرف المخلوقات فجعله نسبا وصهرا. Allah mentions we have given insan a nasab and a lineage. But your father, your grandfather, he maintains ties and relations. And Allah mentions the second ni'mat, نسبا وصهرا, we have given him in-laws. In the animal kingdom, there is nothing as brothers and sisters, as father and son. The very same child then becomes the husband of the mother. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned all the fitnas and the death that came on the ummah of Bani Israel will come onto my ummah. Hatta in kana minhum man ata ummahu alaniya, until such a time will come that in Bani Israel, if a man slept with his mother, Allah's qasam, people in my ummah will share the bed with their mothers. Get up, they will be in swines and they will be apes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Bu'ithu bi kasri al-mazamir. Allah has sent me in this dunya and Allah has commanded me to destroy all musical instruments. Inna Allah ta'ala ba'athani hudan wa rahmatan lil-mu'mineen. Allah has sent me as a mercy unto mankind. And the form of the mercy of Allah has been, وَأَمَرَنِي لِمَحْقِ الْمَزَامِيرِ, to destroy all musical instruments, وَالْأَوْتَارِ وَالصَّلِيبِ, and to destroy the cross and to negate the belief, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوا, that they did not kill Isa alayhi salam and neither did they crucify him, وَأَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّ, and to destroy the practices of the age of darkness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith that when certain things will become prevalent in this ummah, I was just thinking, my respected brothers, this hadith which I just quoted, Abu Huraira is the narrator of this hadith. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must have said this hadith to his sahaba, that a portion of this ummah will be converted into apes and swine, but what grief he must have said it. How much tears must have come out of his Mubarak body, that Nabi who cried for his ummah, Ya Allah, what can I do? The actions of my ummah will invite your wrath. The actions and the amal of my ummah will ask for this. That is why those conditions will come. How much tears, just keeping this in mind, my Muslim youth, my Muslim brothers and sisters, that what harm it must have caused to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us abstain from this. And if it will not happen to us, but if we will let this practice continue in our homes, then it's going to happen in our descendants. And how will we? Kabar che aikono potro che. You know who is this that was converted? You know that old buddy? This is his grandson that has been converted into an ape. Will be remembered like that in the dunya. If it's not going to happen to our children, then in our generations it will happen. Myself and his grandfather was schooling and this and that. This is his grandson. إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلَا وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمَا وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ وظهرت الأسوات في المسجد وفاصل وساد القبيلة فاسقهم وكان زعيم القوم أرذلهم. A time will come when a man will take zakat as a burden. A man will be obedient to his wife at the cost of the disobedience of his mother. A person will love his friend and he will have no regard for his father. وساد القبيلة فاسقهم, and the leader in the nation will be that one that is disgrace in the eyes of Allah. وشربت الخمور, people will consume liquor. Music will become common and rife in every home. My ummah, when you see this happening, فَارْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا, so اب تم انتظار کرو اللہ کے عذاب کا. زلزلتن, earthquake, مسخن, Allah will change the figures of nations. قذفن, Allah will shower stones from the skies. آيات تتابع كنظام قطع سلكه فتتابع, calamity after calamity, musibat after musibat will come on my ummah, just like when you break one tasbih, the twine is broken, how bead after bead follows, calamity after calamity, musibat after musibat, takleef after takleef will come on the ummah. انتظار کرنے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے یہ اچانک موت یہ دھماکے یہ زلزلے یہ قحط یہ پریشانی یہ خوف یہ عذاب نہیں ہے تو اور کیا ہے Don't wait for the عذاب The sudden death accident murder earthquake flood drought what is this Is this favorable condition الا وانه سيولى عليكم امراء الا وانه سيولى عليكم امراء تمہارے اوپر چند ایسے بادشاہ مسلط کیے جائیں گے when you will involve yourself in haram Allah will put such rulers over you ان اطعتموہم اضلوکم مانو گے تو تمہیں گمراہ کریں گے ان خالفتموہم قتلوکم نہیں مانو گے تو تمہیں قتل کریں گے مانو گے تو آخرت گئی نہیں مانو گے تو دنیا گئی فماذا نصنع یا رسول اللہ such rulers will come if you will obey them they will lead you astray if you won't obey them they will kill you So if you are obedient, your akhirat is destroyed. If you are disobedient, your dunya is gone. Your akhirat is gone. فَمَاذَا نَسْنَعُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Why will these halat come? That is why it comes in the hadith, فَلَا تَشْغَلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ Don't be foolish when you see such rulers by start cursing those rulers. Because those rulers are coming because of your amal. Change your amal and I will put the right man to govern over you. So when such conditions come, then don't involve yourself by cursing the rulers. Reform yourself. فَرْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرَى زَلْزَلَةً خَطْفًا مَطْفًا Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of the hadith. Anas radiallahu anha also narrates the hadith. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions صَوْتَانِ مَلْعُونَان Two voices have been cursed by Allah and Allah's Nabi. Before I elaborate on this hadith, I would like to pose a question to my listeners here. That place, that house, that car, that country, that city in which Allah and Allah's curses descend in 24 hours, can good ever come into existence in that particular place? That's all. Sawtani mal'unan, mizmarun inda ni'matin warannatun inda musibah. That person who plays musical instruments and who enjoys music on a happy occasion, and that person who mourns in the incorrect manner after losing one of his near and dear ones. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودِ وَشَقَّ الْجُيُوبِ وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ Those are not amongst us after losing one of the near and dear ones. ضَرَبَ الْخُدُودِ They slap their cheeks. وَشَقَّ الْجُيُوبِ And they tear the shirt. وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ And they make those saints of the days of ignorance. وَاجَبَلَا وَغَيْرَ وَغَيْرَ Wherever music is common, wherever someone is listening to music, Allah and Allah's Nabi's curse is coming. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, in our home every day music is being played. Can Allah's rahmat come? Then can we and our partners see eye to eye? Can our children become pious? Can the children respect the parents? Can the parents respect the children? When every day Allah's curse is coming. وَإِذَا عُصِيتُ غَضِبْتُ Allah says, when you disobey me, insan, I become very angry. وَإِذَا غَضِبْتُ لَعَنْتُ And when I become angry, I curse. وَإِنَّ اللَّعْنَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَ مِنَ الْوُلْدِ My one curse will destroy your seven generations. That person or those generations who have become the target of the curse of Allah, who can save them? Aray, get the greatest alim, ta'wiz Allah's curse is there, they'll never come right. You are not trying to combat a sickness or an illness or a disease. You are trying to challenge the curse of Allah. How can it be challenged? Remove the haram and Allah will remove the curse. And be obedient to me. Baraktu, I send my barakat. وَلَيْسَ لِبَرْكَةِ نِهَايَا And there's no end to my barakat. There's no end to my barakat. After this, Hafiz ibn Qayyum rahmatullah alayhi, commentating on this hadith, right? Look at the devil. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us two things. That on the occasion of good, to make shukr, Allah will reward us. And on the occasion of difficulty, to make sabr, Allah will reward us. The devil has attacked us on both these occasions, and on a happy occasion, put the music full blast, and on a sad occasion, start questioning the authority of Allah, Allah, why to me and why not to someone else? Thereafter he writes, ومعلوم عند العامة والخاصة أن فتنة الغناء أشد من فتنة النوح بكثير. والذي شاهدناه وعرفناه بالتجارب, that the commentators and the scholars of hadith unanimously agree that both these voices have been cursed, but the curse that comes on the music is far more than that that comes on that person who mourns in the incorrect manner. This has been unanimously agreed by all the scholars of hadith. Then he says, in my personal experience, عرفناه بالتجارب, تجربة, say, I have understood this place, that whichever place or whichever house or country wherein music become common, music becomes common, Allah put over them the enemies. This I have seen with my own eyes. Hafiz ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi. Allahu Akbar. من كثر سواد قوم فهو منهم. One person told me, a friend of mine from overseas, he one day came here. He mentioned to me, he says that, you know, in our country, it was the month of Ramadan, and there was a concert. Young Muslim girls of Arab origin, when they speak Arabic, you feel embarrassed. It was the month of Ramadan, and there was a concert one of the nights. So we mentioned to them that don't attend this concert, music, etc. It is the month of Ramadan. Says, Maulana, you're not going to believe me. It's going to create a shiver in your body. Those young Muslim girls attended this concert, and he mentioned it to me. He says that when the singer went into this hall of his, and the sweat started rolling from his cheek, he took a cloth or a tissue perhaps, he wiped it, and thereafter he threw it into the crowd. These girls took the tissue, or whatever the case may be, they rubbed it on their body, and they said, from today we'll never wash our faces because we have the sweat of these fortunate, blessed, unabated personalities. My respected brothers, when things like this happen, Allah won't get angry. Allah ka ghussa nahi aayega. When things like this, when the ummah is taking courage to do things like this, I mentioned this, my respected brother, it really baffles me that Allah's name is on top of the devil box. It was the month of Ramadan, 1993, in Pakistan, prior to iftar, the mother calls her daughter, oh my daughter, come and help me in the kitchen. Mommy, it's my program tonight. It's my program tonight. She went in the room. My mother would insist, lock the door. She locks the door. After that, the mother leaves her. The husband, the sons return. Screaming for the daughter, she wouldn't return. The time of iftar comes closer. Calling her by her name, she wouldn't answer. She told her husband, they went, they knocked on the door, no answer. They broke the door. As they entered, to their utter surprise, the girl was, her face flat on the ground. They tell her pulse, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She left the dunya. As I tried to lift her, she grew to the ground. Khuda tu hame samjha de, Khuda hame samjha de. Say Ameen, my brother. How do we lift her? Everyone came, tried, he would tie her, but she would just not stand up. Someone, perchance, moved the devil box that was in the way. And as they lifted that, her body lifted. They turned her around by lifting the devil box, then only would her body lift from the ground. A ghusl was given to her. The time of janaza was thick. She left this dunya in the month of Ramadan, prior to iftar, her eyes glued on the devil box. Allah save us from such a death. Allah save us. We make dua, Allah give her, Allah make her maghfirah. Time to lift the janaza and place it into the hearse, the body just wouldn't move. It stuck to the ground. I'm giving you current information, relevant incidents. Allahu Akbar. They had to lift the devil box and place the devil box in the hearse with the janaza and drive her to the qabristan. Her body was placed next to her janaza was the devil box. Oh parents, do we want to see something for our children like this? Imagine that father standing there and he's witnessing this, his daughter in front of him, the devil box next to him and her janaza in front. They took the janaza, carrying the devil box with, lowered her into the grave. They left, they lowered her and they moved the devil box. As they started moving it, this girl stood up and she came out of her grave. There's a kitab that has been printed by Azad wal Darul Ulum Temptation. Open that kitab and you'll find it. There's a kitab called Temptation. The reference in which magazine this incident came is also written there. The girl stood up from the grave. Again they placed her. Again she stood up. And when she stood up, thousands that were there, their hair stood up on end. They were amazed. They were spun, dropped silent. Finally, she had to be lowered into the grave with the devil box. Allah knows best what happened. Allah knows best what happened to her in the grave. My respected brothers, wallah, it would take a lion's heart to ignore this episode and this incident and to give it a deaf ear and to ignore this. It would take a lion's heart if this cannot create that shiver in that body and let those tears flow and make that azam of throwing that thing out. There's an incident of a person written there also. He was brought to the Qabristan. The hole was dug. When his janazah was brought, about to be lowered, the earth closed up so much so that as though it was never dug. On the hukam of one alim, another grave was dug. About to lower this janazah, the earth closed up. The third grave was dug. When they dug this grave, they seen scorpions and they seen all different types of snakes. They lowered this body into the grave. While they were there, the people witnessed this that were standing at the grave. A snake emerged from his back, coiling around his shoulder, around his neck, and one by his foot, circling around both his feet, and they met at a neutral point at the center, that is the navel, chopping the body into two, being witnessed by everyone who attended the janazah. The alim said, immediately move out and throw the sand. Allah knows best what happened. Allah knows best what happened. My respected brothers, do we need more signs? إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah will announce. We heard how haram it is. Let's listen to this part. أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ يُنَزِّهُونَ أَسْمَاعَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ عَنْ مَذَامِيرِ الشَّيْطَانِ. مَيِّذُوهُمْ مَيِّذُوهُمْ مَيِّذُوهُمْ. कहाँ है वो लोग जो अपने कानों की हिफाजत किया करते थे मौसीकी सुनने से, न हाथ को हराम की तरफ बढ़ाया, न पैर को हराम की तरफ चलाया, न हराम की तरफ देखा. फरिश्ते उनको अलग करो, उनको अलग करो. मैयिदूहुम मैयिदूहुम अक्किनूहुम फी रियादिल मिस. प्रिपेयर गार्डन्स ऑफ मस्क फॉर देम. दे विल बी ब्रॉट इनटू दिस गार्डन. देन अल्लाह विल टेल हिज मलाइका, थुम्मा यकूलुल्लाहु लिल मलाइका, अरे मुसलमान, फला तअलम नफ्सुम मा उख्फिया लहुम मिन कुर्रति अयुन जज़ाअन बिमा कानू यअमलून. आँख की हिफाजत कर ले, तुम्हें क्या पता कि अल्लाह ने तेरी आँख की ठंडक के लिए क्या रखा है. कान की हिफाजत कर ले, कल अल्लाह तुझे जन्नत के नगमे सुनाएंगे. यस, लेट अस प्रोटेक्ट आवरसेल्फ फ्रॉम हराम एंड सी व्हाट अल्लाह इज प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर अस. द वुमन दैट विल बी स्टैंडिंग एट द डोर्स ऑफ जन्नत एंड दे विल बी सिंगिंग द सॉन्ग ألا ونحن الخالدات فلا نموت أبدا. ألا ونحن الخالدات فلا نموت أبدا. ونحن الراضيات فلا نسخط أبدا. ونحن الناعمات فلا نبأس أبدا. ونحن المقيمات فلا نرحل أبدا. طوبى لمن كان لنا وكنا له. ألا ونحن الخالدات we are here forever and ever. ألا ونحن الخالدات we will never leave, فلا نرحل أبدا. ونحن الناعمات فلا نسخط أبدا. We are happy with our partners, we will never be upset. My mothers and sisters, we hear repeatedly about the khuz of Jannah. Yes, Allah has prepared that young handsome lad for you. إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا. When you will look at those young handsome lads, they look like pearls and diamonds. अब एक तरफ उसकी दुनिया की बीवी बैठेगी जिसका हुस्न जमाल हूर से 70 मरतबा ज्यादा. सुनो अरे मुसलमान, कभी तेरा कभी कुरान सुनने पे तेरा आंसू निकला करते थे. मुसलमान के रूह की गिजा कुरान की तिलावत है. मुसलमान के रूह की गिजा अल्लाह का हमद सना है. मुसलमान के रूह की गिजा इस्तिगफार है. मौसीकी कब से मुसलमान के रूह की गिजा बन चुका. एक तरफ उसकी दुनिया की बीवी बैठेगी, रियादुल मिस में वो क्याम करेगा. ज़वाता अफनान सभी ये आला इरब्बिकुमा तुकद्दिबान. द ब्रांचेस ऑफ द ट्रीज ऑफ जन्नत विल बी हैंगिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम. यश्तहून व्हाट एवर टाइप ऑफ मीट ही वांट फ्रॉम व्हिच एवर बर्ड विल बी इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम. आइनानी तजरियान टू स्प्रिंग्स ऑफ वाटर विल बी इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम. हिज हूर सिटिंग नेक्स्ट टू हिम they will be singing these songs. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ Then Allah will tell His Malaika, أَسْمِعُوهُمْ مِنْ تَمْجِيدِ وَتَسْبِيحِ اے میرے فرشتوں سن لو, یہ وہ حضرات ہیں جن کو موسیقی سننے کا بہت شوق تھا لیکن میرے خوف سے انہوں نے انگلی کان میں ڈال دی, اب تم انہیں سناؤ سناؤ سناؤ. Oh my Farishta, they also wanted to listen to music, but they kept themselves away. Now you read and sing for them the songs of Jannat. What? The glory of Allah, the might of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the kamal of Allah. And what it comes in the hadith? Allahu Akbar, inna ahla al-jannati yadkhuluna kulla yawmin marratayni ala al-jabbar. Ye khud maine hadith padhi hai. The dwellers of Jannat will go and visit Allah twice a day. They will sit in front of Allah. Unki nazar Allah par, Allah ki nazar un par. Are musalman, kya maza aayega? Kya maza aayega? Woh mehfil ki kya ronak hogi? Fayaqra'u alayhim al-Qur'an. They will be looking at Allah. Allah will be looking at them. Then Allah will say, you heard the Qur'an from so and so, from so and so. Some heard it from my Nabi. Some heard. Chalo, listen the Qur'an direct from me. Qurra'u ahli al-Jannah. Then Allah has created the qaris of Jannat. It comes in the hadith that Allah will specially mention, يَدَعُونَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ يُحِبُّونَ السَّوْتَ الْحَسَنَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. These are those people that love that music and that beautiful sound. But out of my fear they used to abstain from it. They used to abstain. Now you read and sing the songs of Jannat. جِي مَنِ اسْتَمَعَ إِلَىٰ غِنَائِنْ لَمْ يُؤْذَنْ أَنْ يَسْتَمِعْ إِلَىٰ سَوْتِ الرُّوحَانِيِّينَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ جو دنیا میں موسیقی سنے گا اللہ اس کو کہے گا تُو نے سن لیا, آج تیرے لئے کوئی موسیقی نہیں, آج تیرے لئے موسیقی نہیں, تو چلا جا. The man that will listen to music in the dunya, he will be deprived of hearing the Quran from Allah. He will be deprived of the songs of Jannat. He will be deprived of the voice of the Malaika. Allah will tell him, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمْ الدُّنْيَا. That you enjoyed the comfort in the dunya. You comforted yourself in the dunya. Your music was more attractive than mine. You could not sacrifice it. Go, there's nothing for you today. Imagine you come in front of Allah, Allah says, move from here. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, my respected brothers. The father chases the child, goes to his mother. There's always another door. Lekin sun lo, jab Rab ka darwaza ban to khatam. Jab Rab ka darwaza ban to khatam. When the door of Allah is closed, then there is no chance, my respected brothers. Imagine a man, imagine my respected brothers. The sacrifice is so little compared to the reward. To protect our ears, we're going to listen to the Quran from Allah. کہ آج میں مہمان تم مہمان, ارے فرشتے ان کے لئے بچاؤ, فکیہوہم ان کو پھل کلاؤ. When حدیث it comes, the دسترخان of Allah will be laid out. Then Allah will tell the malaika, چلو give them fruit now. Start with this, start with that. Then Allah will give them food. Then Allah will tell Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam to recite. Dawood alayhi salam had a very beautiful voice. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite the Quran. پھر اللہ خود اپنا کلام سنائیں گے. What a cheap sacrifice to protect ourselves. کل اللہ ہمیں جنت کے نغمے سنائیں گے, اور جس نے دنیا میں سن لیا تو اس کا حصہ ختم, اس کا حصہ ختم, آخرت میں اس کے لئے کچھ نہیں. The ulama have written 7 major harms of music. I'm cutting my talk very short. Look at the time already. The ulama have written 7 major harms. Allah Akbar. The first, when one takes the guts of listening to music, it means he's got no care for the order of Allah. So it earns the wrath of Almighty Allah. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. When Allah and Allah's Nabi decide, then insan doesn't have opinion. When Allah decides, you and I don't have opinions. We can't have opinions. Allah has passed the decision. We've got no right to have opinions. Music is haram. Allah has confirmed it. What opinion can I have? What weight does my opinion carry in the decision of Allah? I don't want to go into the tafsir of this ayah when it was revealed regarding Zayd radiallahu anhu, etc. With the nikah of Zainab radiallahu anha. So when a person listens to music, the first thing that happens, he just obeys Almighty Allah. My respected brothers, for anything to be haram, the fact that Allah is displeased is sufficient. For a Muslim to be informed that if I do this, my Lord will be displeased, this is enough for him to put brakes. For a Muslim in the true sense of the word, وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ Umar رضي الله عنه, someone comes and speaks ill of him. Blood gushed into his teeth. Someone told him, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرُ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ Oh Umar, Allah has commanded his Nabi to pardon and to overlook and to ignore the ignorant. That Sahabi says, I was thrilled that I seen that Umar رضي الله عنه controlled everything that was traveling in his body by just reading one verse. His anger came to a senses. The first thing that happens is Almighty Allah becomes displeased. The second major thing is that besides it makes a man unmindful of his dini activities and duties, it makes a man unmindful of his material commitments and activities. The things that he has to do with his wife and children, the obligations that he has, he gets so intoxicated in music, as the parents of the children that are involved in music, they don't bother who tells them what. The adhan can be called out, it can be Ramadan, but wo apne musiqi mein mast. The destruction of the Mughal Empire commenced when a ruler by the name of Muhammad Shah came and involved himself in music. It leads to the destruction of empires. Besides him being unmindful of his dini responsibilities, he becomes unmindful of his dunyavi activities. The destruction of the Mughal Empire turned the pages of history when a person by the name of Muhammad Shah came and he got involved in entertainment and music. That was the end of it. So it makes a man ghafil of his dini activities. Number three, it makes the heart so black. Allahu Akbar, I read this under the hams of music. It makes the heart so black that whoever will listen to music, he will be deprived of crying before Allah. He will be deprived of the sweetness of ibadat. His heart will become so black that it will refuse and deny and reject to accept the truth. He will justify his music in the terms as we have discussed that it comforts the soul. Very briefly we are discussing it. The fourth thing that will happen to him is that haya and modesty will leave such a person. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغِنَى فَإِنَّهُ يَنْقُسُ الْحَيَىٰ It decreases haya. Allahu Akbar, Ali radiallahu anhu says, I wanted to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the liquid that a man passes prior to sharing the bed with his wife, Madi. But I thought to myself that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my father-in-law, so it's not etiquette for me to ask my father-in-law. The devil box is so evil, it has removed haya from a man that the father is sitting here, the mother is sitting here, the mother-in-law is sitting here, the son-in-law is sitting here, the daughter-in-law is sitting here, and naked pictures have been shown, there is no haya. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I told Miqdad ibn Aswad, go and ask the Nabi of Al-Aysam Masla of Deen, but that's my father-in-law, how can I ask him regarding this liquid? I have his daughter in my nikah. The father-in-law is the daughter-in-law sitting, and naked pictures have been shown, there's no haya. It's supplying bi haya in our homes. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْقُسُ الْحَيَا وَيَزِيدُ فِي الشَّهْوَةِ And it increases the passion and the desire. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the very first hadith of Mishkat Sharif, second volume, Kitabun Nikah, Ya Ma'asar al-Shabab, Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj, fa'innahu aghaddu lil-basari wa ahsanu lil-fard, wa man lam yastati' fa'alayhi bis-sawm, fa'innahu lahu wija. Oh my youngsters, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, if you have the ability, perform your nikah. If you don't have, then to weaken your passion, fast. We have been taught to curb and control the passion, and this increases the passion. وَيَهْدِمُ الْمُرُوَىٰ And it destroys the manhood of a person. It destroys his akhlaq. What haya? Such haya, imagine, oh, Allah, but Allah forgive us. The fifth point, دَاعِيَةٌ إِلَى الزِّنَىٰ By listening to music, it creates the desire of fornication. It comes in the hadith, الْغِنَاءُ رُقْيَةُ الزِّنَىٰ If you have a headache, you get a taweez. The taweez of zina is music. This. Immediately you don't see by in the road, they hardly put the music on, they're the diving stuff. And after that what happens? Zina. So it's not one sin, It's not one sin. The devil is intelligent what he introduces. He's got the last person that is to born in his mind. He knows what he's doing. The sixth point is, like Muhaddith Dhahhak rahmatullah alayhi says, Al-ghina'u munfidatun lil-mal, musqitatun lil-rab, musqitatun lil-qalb. Music is wasting the money of thousands of our Muslims. Aitamul Muslimin ahakku bi amwalina. The Muslim orphans that have no food are more deserving for that wealth, for the thousands of rands that we are using in the system that is more costly than the car. The Muslim widows and orphans are more deserving for that wealth. Ask him to spend zakat, then he hasn't got money. Ask him to give charity, he hasn't got money. But thousands of rands for that system which is more costly than the car. No money for the deen of Allah, but thousands of deaths. Almighty Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that no person will move on the day of Qiyamah until he doesn't answer for an shababihi fima afna, how he spent his youth, wa an malihi min ayna iktasabahu wa fima anfaqahu, and his wealth, where he got it from and how he spent it. Yes, Allah, I didn't have money for zakat, but 30,000 rand, there's a whole boot occupying the system. So we're not talking of something far-fetched, it's happening. The seventh most important point with which we will conclude is that in the process, innocent children are being destroyed. Arey wo masoom bacha jo apni maa ki pet se abhi nikla, ghar mein dakhil hote hue uske kaan mein mausiqi ki awaaz pad rahi hai. Arey wo masoom bacha, that innocent child, what did the child do to you? He's in his lap, in his mother's lap, and the music is full blast. جب اس کی آوان اس کے کانوں میں موسیقی پڑے گی, اپنے ماں باپ کو ناچتے ہوئے دیکھے گا, روز آنا ہر بڑے ہر چھوٹے کو اس طرح کرتے ہوئے دیکھے گا, تو پھر کل وہ اپنے پیشانی کو اللہ کے سامنے جھکائے گا. Then tomorrow if he's not going to take someone else and run away, then what else will he do? Those masoom children that came in this dunya, must they come into a home of evil? Are we so nasty? Our hearts gone so black that the devil box, Allah forgive, on a Thursday night, my respected brothers, on the night of Eid, on the night of Eid, on a Thursday night, we can't include and we can't increase our ibadat, but at least let's stay away from wrong. My ustad used to say, the greatest good in this dunya is, ziyada namazi mat paro, molana apne aapko haram se bachao, ye kafi hai. Save yourself from wrong. You can't make zikrullah in tasbih, but do you have to own that music, even a Thursday night and a Friday night? May Allah protect our youth. May Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability to open our eyes. We conclude with three things. The one that will ignore everything, let it be known to him, the fear in what condition he will leave this dunya. Ape or swine, in the light of the hadith. Secondly, he is inviting the wrath of Almighty Allah. And third, he will be deprived of seeing Allah on the day of Qiyamah and listen to the Quran from Almighty Allah Himself. May Almighty Allah give us the ability to practice what we heard, and may Allah make us amongst those servants, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَسْتَبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, who after listening to it, implement it into their lives. May Allah give us the azam that if we have those cassettes, we get rid of them immediately. May Allah give us the topic and the ability to get rid of the devil box. May Allah give us the topic. Recite Durood Sharif. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.